Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah. Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Well, Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, good vibes and variety. This part of the show is brought to you by Third Love. Got my Third Love on today. Third Love, mark your calendar for Friday, October 3rd, 11 to 1. Third Love on Fillmore Street in San Francisco. They have a couple, I think they have a Walnut Creek location and they've got the San Francisco location. We're going to head over there around lunchtime, two weeks from this Friday, I think. I don't know. Math is hard. I'll be hanging out there. We're going to have light bites, which sounds like lunch to me. Share some stories, talk about bras. And underpants. Who doesn't want to go to this?
I don't know if the promo team wants me there. We had a meeting yesterday and they talked about the event. They're like, Maddie, you do not need to attend.
Really?
They meant it in a way like it's, you know, you're not required to be there to help with the event. But it the way it was written, I was like,
Are you being asked not to go?
No. That was not the point.
Well, I want you guys to go if you want to, but no, I'm not going to force anybody.
No, but I want to support you and go, but it is also kind of weird for me to be hanging out at a bra store.
Is it?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think so. You're the executive producer of the morning show here, and yeah.
Bob has thoughts.
No, Vinny makes a good point.
Yeah. She's going to say something snarky.
Yeah. I also think that if a bunch of creepy dudes show up, you'll be able to wrangle them for us.
I will wrangle the dudes.
I'll be the dude wrangler.
Yeehaw!
That's nice. Plus, I mean, what if the love of his life shows up at this thing, Bob? We want to take that away from him?
Then we can vet her first.
That's true.
You don't need to. He's got that on lock.
Yeah, he's got his questionnaire ready to go.
He'll get rid of anybody. Don't worry about it.
Do you have a pet parrot?
I can interview them for you. Make sure they're up to your standards, bud.
Put them in the holding area for him to peruse later. Anyway, then none of that is happening. This is just a fun little lunchy time, bra fitting, chit chat, take some pictures, do some hugging. Third Love, Fillmore Street in San Francisco. I'll be hanging out there and you'll get a free fitting from Third Love experts, which is, it's really important to have the perfect fitting bra. Like bras, nobody really wants to throw a bra on.
If I was a lady, I would absolutely want to go get fitted.
Right.
That makes perfect sense.
Absolutely.
I can't imagine how many people are out there who went, well, my mom gave me this one when I was 12 and I've kind of been on that since then.
Yeah.
Like, really? All the ways that could it fit wrong or you know, it just seems like.
Treat the ladies nice.
Well, I like the rib cage can be pinched and you're just living with that.
Or it's too loose. And so now your boobs are kind of pulling everything forward and it rides up your back. Like there's, you know, there's a whole thing with when you are just in your bra and you turn sideways and look in the mirror, it should be a level line at the bottom. It should go straight across and hold there, not too tight like you're getting crunched, but that's step one. And then you go onto the cup size and make your shoulder adjustments. But also, it's great to have bras that will work in a number of situations, because who among us hasn't put on, you know, something without straps? And now you're wearing a halter or something, and you want to, you should have a few bras.
Let them
that
help
really
you.
Fit you and that you love, and you're not like, oh, that bra. You should not have an, oh, that bra in your, but we all do.
Come to the concert at Third Love.
Yeah, it's a concert.
You'll be performing,
right? Sure, I'm going to be performing my breast bra fitting dance moves.
Or you'll sing while the measurements happen.
Right.
Maddie on piano. He'll be on the ivories, and you do some songs. It'll be great.
I'm sure Third Love is now really excited about us coming.
Well, you got to get a piano, Third Love. Yeah. Sorry about that.
A grand. Sorry to let you know. So a baby grand. Yes, just go baby grand. It's fine.
Oh, okay.
We'll move all the bra racks to the sides. And
oh, this is going to be fun.
Yeah. Sure you don't
want to
go?
I want to go. Just a little out of my way. You know, just slightly.
I hear
just
you.
Just a dash.
Yeah. I feel like you could make it work.
I'm sure I could. Yeah. I made it to the Russian River over the weekend. You know how far that place is?
Far. I want to start with, just quickly, the Emmys happened on Sunday, and the real winners were the Boys and Girls Clubs of America, because right. they got to be on a national stage, and whether or not the bit that they were doing with $1,000 off for 1 second over.
They got a lot of run.
They did get a lot of runs. So ever since the Nate Bargatze Boys and Girls Club stunt, the organization has received more than double the donations compared to this time last week. So, and a $350,000 from Nate and CBS.
Which is the upside. Certainly,
he gave $250,000 of his own money.
Good. He should have.
And
because
CBS
he clunked up the broadcast, and I'm sure a lot of people there went, okay, I mean, we've had a lot of comedians do this thing, and they've all thought the same thing, and then in the end, we realize it's too clunky, and if you could just do some jokes in between, that'd be great, but okay, fine.
If the things you say could be about the show and not about how much it sucks when people talk at award shows.
He's getting roasted.
I'm sure.
And
I told you before it happened that he was going to get roasted.
Yeah. People didn't, and some people didn't like his opening monologue, which was fantastic and funny and great, but
I heard it was like
a skit.
Yeah, like a throwback to some skit he did on SNL at one point.
Yeah. But it was
you
good.
Liked it.
I liked it.
I loved it.
Oh.
It was a lot of fun.
People just want to complain about things. That's just what people do.
Well, I mean, when you host a show like that, you know it's going to go one way or the other.
Yeah. Well, it didn't go Joe Coy bad, so that's...
No,
what if he did the Golden Globes 2 years ago, and he was, what a whiner. Like, it's just a huge baby.
Well, don't take the job. You laughed at all my jokes.
Yeah. All the jokes I wrote, you laughed at.
Okay.
Yeah. You should probably just, like, you know, say who wrote the joke.
Yeah, why don't you out them?
Why don't you, yeah. That crappy joke, courtesy of, you know, Bill Willard over there.
Who's already driving home.
Yeah.
Thanks, Bill.
He left. He didn't even stay to see if any of his jokes landed. So the Boys and Girls Club of America... And some executive said the search interest is also at a record high. I guess Google does keep track of that stuff. The $350,000 donation from Nate and CBS will be incredibly impactful to our programs and in the lives of kids and teens who attend our clubs. But this moment was about more than the donation for us. It was also special because it placed our mission and our club kids on a national stage.
Yeah, that's cool.
So there were some benefits for that. But I do think, and, you know, I'm on record, I am not a lover of shows, the whole award show thing. I'm not into it, but lots of people do like it. And if you don't have to get up at 3 o'clock the next morning and you want to have a party, like people have parties with bingo cards and all kinds of fun stuff. And
well, it's the world of celebrity
without
scripts. Like they have. You get to see your favorite stars. I mean,
someone might get bitch slapped. It's, you know.
Well, no one expected that.
No, but that was exciting. I was like, what just happened? Incredible.
Not from him anyway. You just didn't see that. Like there's some angry, you know, Sean Penn, you see that.
Yeah.
Or you could see it, right? I mean, there's a guy who's angry.
Yeah. Yep. I know. And it's funny because I only watch a couple of the shows, like the ones you got to watch the Oscars. I probably should watch the Emmys.
Hey, real quick, speaking of Sean Penn, I just finished the Charlie Sheen documentary. It's excellent. It's
two parts. Okay.
Very good.
AKA Charlie.
AKA Charlie.
On Netflix.
Yeah. And Sean's in it the whole time.
Oh.
Not once is he talking without a cigarette in his hand. I mean, it's so old school. You just don't see that anymore out of celebrities. And he's got like one button that's not buttoned and everything. He just doesn't care. But he gives great commentary on Charlie and explaining like, this is what happens when you do drugs and you get in this state of mind and you go on a bender. I mean, he's really good about explaining a lot of stuff.
And that's funny. So they sat him down and got him talking and then much from him that, which is not what you expect from, that's not what I expect from Sean Penn.
No, I'm surprised he even did it. I mean, it's kind of surprising. Everybody did it. John Cryer, and you know, Denise
Richards.
You'd
think they'd be like, I want nothing to do with that guy.
Yeah. No, but it's a really good watch. I highly recommend it.
I think Cryer, more than anybody, is important. I haven't seen it. I don't know, but he got royally burnt by that guy.
And Chuck Lorre, because Chuck Lorre's in it too, and he got, you know, Charlie said a lot of mean things about him when he got fired and everything.
Yeah.
So, it's good.
Well, you do love the documentary.
I love a good one.
1 week from tonight, we have a new survivor, Survivor 49. We do have somebody who is from Walnut Creek. They don't live there now. There's a few interesting people here. Like somebody who's like a politician. We got a chick out of Portland who is a musician. We've got a rocket scientist. We've got a law clerk, corrections officer, a global events manager. Okay, whatever that is. We have a career coach. You know, those.
I do know those
coach types.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Let's see.
Don't get me started.
Where's our girl who's local? There's 18 new people, so I'm scrolling through. And it's, what is she, the last person? Oh, there she is. Nope, that's not her either.
Oh, boy.
Jesus. Okay, here we go. So this is our local. Her name is Savannah Louie.
Savannah.
Hometown, Walnut Creek. She.
Yes!
Yeah, but she lives in Atlanta. She lives in Hotlanta now.
Well, people have to move for money.
But I'm assuming maybe her family is still here. Like they must be pretty excited. How fun would it be if someone you knew was going to be on Survivor?
It'd be fun.
Really, really fun.
I hope.
Go Danae.
Yeah, my fingers are crossed for Danae. I think I actually think this is just my opinion of Danae. I think she's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And with the camera,
and game.
She's beautiful. She's brave. There's a bunch of stuff about her that would make her a lock for good TV.
Yeah.
Whether they recognize it or not, or there's just too much competition, I don't know. But I think she's awesome.
So this chick, they say here, former reporter. Maybe she quit the job in order to go on to Survivor. But she's a journalist, it says here. So, but she's very cute. And they always have someone from
Boston.
Oh,
you got a picture of her there?
Oh, yeah, I do, sure.
What's her name?
Her name is Savannah Louie.
Savannah Louie.
Savannah.
Okay.
She's like 31?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. And then they always have somebody from Boston. So this is, she's from Wakefield, Mass.
You know that?
Do I know it? Wakefield?
Oh, yeah.
I've heard the name of the town, yes.
Okay.
But it's funny because we were talking about this the other day. Boston people make it onto a lot of these reality shows. Because maybe people are looking for another Boston Rob. He's so one of a kind.
We talked about it. There's a type or a stereotype that comes with a big city. In particular, Philly, Boston, it's that gritty, I tell it like it is, you know, that kind of stuff. I think it's a good character to cast, whether or not, you know, that person's going to win or not. That plays well, don't you think?
Yeah, and I wonder also if, because Boston Rob has been so successful, if Survivor is particularly popular in that area. So maybe they want to keep that growing.
True.
I wonder if their bars do more watch parties or stuff like that.
That's a really good point. I wonder if that is true. I mean, anywhere where because sometimes they'll even have a thing where there's a video from home where they're all supporting and at a watch party. And
in the 70s, Boston had the Kennedys. In the, what are we now?
20s. The 20s.
In the 20s.
Are these the roaring 20s? Yeah.
Not yet. Hopefully by the end.
What's his last name?
Boston Rob?
Yeah.
He doesn't
Rob
need a last name.
Minkowski.
Well,
that
we got the
right.
We got the Boston Rob and Amber.
Right.
In the 20s.
Marciano?
I don't know. I just realized. Wait a minute. That bit doesn't work.
Yeah.
I don't know the last name.
My favorite, though, I have to say, as I looked through all these profiles a couple days ago, this guy, his name is Steven, and he's the rocket scientist. And it's like if you were a nerd who was good looking enough that you thought it would be a good idea to be wearing a wide striped shirt with four buttons undone and your white chest glowing through underneath, like almost looks pink with sunburn already. Like he's all, hey. Here's the picture. It's just a really funny picture. Like, this dude's a rocket scientist. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. I'm going to be watching out for him.
I thought of this guy, and I'm not sure if he's the guy that fell in love with the girl that won the game and he got burnt. But there was... What just happened?
My computer went black.
Oh. Remember the guy with the long hair, and he was semi-good looking, but it turns out he's a total nerd.
Oh. Who
and
was that?
I don't remember his name, but it was definitely by just looks alone, you'd go, he's handsome enough. He could probably do well in the world, but he's a complete nerd and was incapable of like, and he talks about how he'd been bullied. And I'm like, he's not bad looking. There's no, you, and that guy's kind of like that too. You go, oh, well.
Yeah. He almost looks like he could be a Brody.
But then, you know, next thing you know, they start talking and you go, oh, boy.
All right. Before we break, I want to thank our IT department, Bob, who just came in. And
yeah, that was a major distraction just
that
happened.
That was amazing. You're the best around. And what is coming up in the news, Vincenzo?
I invite you to the world of stone skimming championships.
Ooh.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Ba-dum-bum-bum-bum. Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Coming up at 7.05, your chance to score a 4-pack of tickets for Benson Boone.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank puts its clients first with real-time support with real people right when you need it most. Their relationship-first approach puts you and our communities at the forefront every day. Discover what makes this 61-year-old community bank so special by visiting FremontBank.com today. That's FremontBank.com. Here's what's happening. One more hot day. That's your forecast.
Okay, thank you.
Just one?
Just one.
Ooh.
We're going to drop 10 degrees after that.
Tomorrow.
Ooh. Tomorrow.
Okay. I'm fine with it. 10 degrees is a really great day. Now I'm in the 70s. Yesterday was a lot cooler, actually, at my house.
It was cooler yesterday than the day before. But
I was worried about that 90
something. And we'll be in that range again today, where it's not as, it wasn't that 90 something.
You can actually get outside without melting.
In the WNBA. The Minnesota Lynx are in town to take on our Golden State Valkyries.
Valhalla!
7 p.m. game time at the SAP Center in San Jose due to a scheduling conflict. So we don't really have the usual home field advantage, but people will travel. It's that far.
No, I mean, they're
and the SAP Center's team. A cool venue in its own way, and there's a lot of restaurants and bars around there. Go early.
Yeah.
Party it up, and then go to the game and root on the – it's a must win. If we don't win, we don't move on.
Like, we need to win the next two.
Yeah, but right now we're done if we.
Yes.
Vacation starts tonight if we don't win.
One game at a time.
Mm-hmm. This next headline, I loved it, and I had a million thoughts before I even let myself read the story. A cheating scandal has rocked the world of stone skimming championships.
There is a lot to unpack.
There's a
that.
Lot there. Right. First of all, I'm like, is this a I can't quit you moment?
Or is this, you know, special
weighted?
What's
the name of that movie?
Brokeback Mountain.
Yeah, is this a cowboy enema thing?
I just can't quit you. Yes.
I can't quit you.
Cowboy enema.
You know, I don't know what it was called. I was trying to figure it out. There's a lot happening here.
Cowboy love story, Vinny.
Whatever. A cheating scandal, yes. Has rocked the world. And then I went, world stone skimming champion. World?
First of all, it's rock skipping, as far as I know.
Yeah.
The world.
It's a thing.
So hold on, though.
No, what do you know about it?
We're big on rock skimming in West Virginia. It really, it gets very competitive.
And
with
when
all the
you say
you got around there.
Competitive,
we have a lot of rivers.
Do you paint, if you're a golfer, you doctor a ball so that you know your ball. You put a couple dots on it, your initials, or you even order the green ones, and everyone's like, oh, those things. And then, 10 of your friends go buy green ones too because they're like, that was cool. And then the next thing you know, you're like, we all have green balls. Now we got to doctor those too.
Well, I'm going to get me some blue balls.
Well, whatever.
You guys keep your green balls. They look diseased.
No. Only a girl would say that. What's wrong with you?
I'm going to get me some meatballs.
Blue balls.
Picking your rock is part of the whole
deal. What this is about.
Okay.
Yeah,
I knew
about.
I'm like, nobody's cheating on the champion with the other champion. It's that they're doing something to the actual skimming stones. Now, when you are in a contest like this, and I feel like this is a valid question, do they get the stones for you, or are you having to walk the riverbank looking for something to skip?
Okay, I have not just flown in from covering the World Stone Skimming Championship, so I'm not entirely sure. I will read to you what I've got, but you haven't said. So when you guys do this in West Virginia, do you put your name on a rock? Does it matter? Is it just rolling video? Or are you guys all counting together?
We count,
1, 2, 3. Okay, that's 5.
Yeah, we count the amount of skips.
Maddie's got 5.
What about those last little flops at the end there? Do those
as long as it's it hits and makes the little ring of water, that's a skip.
And you did this a lot, too.
I have told you, I grew up on a pond, so me and my brother were always... We call it skipping stones. or skipping rocks. This skimming,
tomato.
The
I mean,
skimming thing, though.
I know.
It's very.
Well, that's what they,
it's
they call
because
it.
They bounce it so many times. It's more skimming
it's
than
just
skipping.
Skimming over the top.
I just watched a video. This guy must have skimmed it 88 times.
88 times. What is the record in stone skimming? We're gonna find out.
I'm so disappointed, though. I thought this was gonna be a cheating, like. You know, one
sexy time.
Oh, that was like so sad for the gossip.
That's what I thought too. That's what I'm saying. I
a
thought it was
cheating
two
scandal.
Dudes who were in love. And
yeah,
and I can't
why can't
quit
girls
you.
Be rock skimmers?
All right,
you're telling me. Well, yes, you skim rocks, of course.
There's never any kind of champion.
But I don't see girls going pro in it, though. I see girls going, that's dumb. Let's go anywhere but here.
Yeah, if you're good at it.
Guess what the amount of consecutive skips is for the world record.
How the hell did they count?
By
Kurt Steiner.
Kurt Steiner.
Yeah, that's his
112
name.
112
skims.
99.
89.
88.
Oh!
Oh, that's what I said.
So that is the,
did you look it up,
the
though?
Stone skimming.
Did you look it up?
No, I believe
I already said it. I already knew.
She
you're
said,
acting
I just
like you're coming
watched
to the table
one
with
was...
new information.
We thought the world record
was I was like,
different.
Oh, maybe it's even bigger. Yeah.
Yeah.
Skipping stones.
Stone skimming.
Yeah.
Sorry, we're just trying to work this out.
Skipping stones.
I'm just so pumped about this
I
story.
Know.
It's
oh, my
just
God.
Crazy.
Wow.
Feels like one of those activities it would be hard to cheat at. I mean, what are you, on roids?
You could have sneak you in an unauthorized rock.
Vaseline'd the rock? It turns out it is, in fact, you have to take your rock.
Yeah. You have to bring your own rocks to this thing?
Well, hold on. Now, I'll also say, research. And you rode horses, you do yoga, you...
Play tennis.
I go surfing. There's etiquette, and there are kind of unspoken rules in anything you do.
Yes.
You know, with surfing, you don't go flapping your lips about a spot that's good.
Right.
You don't tell everybody what's wrong with you. You don't roll up to a spot with seven people in your car. What are you, crazy?
Unless you're teaching a class. And
well, and then everyone hates you. Yeah. Oh, great.
I get to avoid these guys.
The surf school just showed up. Thanks. Anyway, there's etiquette with everything. Yes. So here we go. Skipping stones. There is a way to cheat. A cheating scandal has happened, and it's not two of the contestants doing each other.
That is too bad.
The World Stone Skimming Championships were recently... By the way, I looked it up, and at the water's edge,
yes,
there were signs for different things. I didn't have time to look up what your what advertisers would be jumping in.
Sponsored.
There were people there, too. Not a lot.
Chia pet.
Maybe. Flip-flops, or do you have to wear boots?
Okay.
You need boots? Yep. I'm not sure.
Hand cream.
Fingernail clippers.
Like stuff you might need.
The World Stone Skimming Championships were recently rocked by a cheating scandal after some competitors were found to be using suspiciously circular stones.
Oh.
Because they skim the best.
Because there's no edge to get it off course.
If you know anything about skipping stones, and this reporter does not, although I have some people here to back me up. You guys have been good. You have good info.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
If you know anything about skipping stones or stone skimming, you'd know one of the tricks is finding a nice, flat, round stone.
Yeah.
According to the competition's rules, stones must come from naturally occurring island slate. I looked up island slate and it brought me somewhere totally else. So I don't know what that is. Naturally occurring island slate and fit through a device called the Ring of Truth to ensure they're the right size according to the rules for stone skimming.
So there's a specific kind of stone. You can't just go to some beach and pick up a bunch of stones you think look likely.
Or use your, and I don't know if that would even work because it probably wouldn't weight right, but you know, these 3D printers or all the ways you could come up with something.
I wonder if you could put some kind of an insert into that that would weight it just so.
Well, you're not allowed. Not at the World Skimming Championships. Naturally occurring island slate. It has to fit through the Ring of Truth. It can be no bigger than 3 inches in diameter.
Oh, that actually seems big to me. Like a three inch.
Yeah, but stone. You want as much surface as possible,
I guess,
right?
And almost to be able to frisbee it a little bit, you know?
Right. I mean, I've never, I've done a little stone skimming and then I went, this is boring. I'm out of here. So I don't know, but.
So you weren't good at it. Just went poof into
the
water.
Probably bad at it. You're right. And also there was just, you know, it's dirty farm runoff water that I shouldn't have been anywhere near in the first place. I'm sure by today's standards, my parents would be brought up on charges. You let him play in all the pesticide water?
Look at him now. Look what you let him become. Jeez.
Poor guy's brains are melted right inside his head. Anyway, they say there was a little bit of stone doctoring at the World Stone Skimming Championships. The championships organizer said that when the offenders were caught, they held their hands up, apologized. They were disqualified.
Oh.
But I guess they were, you know, they're no Lance Armstrong.
They just said, yeah, we did do that.
What am I on? I'm on my bike 6 hours a day.
Yeah.
Lance.
That guy, Lance.
Meanwhile, he's got the most elaborate cheating scandal of all times. And also mean to people along the way.
Yeah, not even nice about it. How dare you accuse me of the thing I'm doing?
Lance. I actually saw an article as the Tour de France went by in July without me even noticing. I used to watch it. I liked it.
Yeah.
It went by without me even noticing it. And I think that's the case for a lot of people. And unfortunately, there they were saying, are we at the point where we need to reach out to Lance and like bring him back into the fold? He had celebrity, you have to admit. And
he did, despite
all that cheating and the mean stuff he said and the outright lies he told looking right into the camera.
He taught us to live strong.
He also raised a fortune for cancer.
Yep.
A fortune because he had it. So maybe they have to reach out to Lance and bring him back into cycling.
Did you guys wear his yellow bracelet?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. What a time to be alive.
What do you think Lance Armstrong's net worth is?
$80 million.
You know, Bob, I just love your lust for life. There are times when it really rings strong, and that was good. What a time to be alive.
I had a whole stack of them for all different causes. On the bus, the coolest kid had the most.
The light blue one.
Yeah.
The yellow
one. The red one.
The black one.
Yeah.
They were a thing.
What was he worth?
What is he worth right now?
Today, Lance Armstrong is worth $40
million. What'd you say?
80.
14?
He's worth $50 million, but...
Winner.
He was worth $125
million. Yeah. Well, I mean, he probably paid a lot of fines.
That's a point for Vin. For later.
And I don't doubt there were people who went, we're suing you. We paid you and now your name is mud.
Yeah. You're a liar.
This event was held in Scotland, the stone skimming.
Oh, is that where they have this?
And ultimately was won by an American named Jonathan Jennings, who managed to skip his stones for a total of 177 meters.
Whoa. That. Oh, total. All of his. They measure how far till it stops skipping.
In American terms, that's more than 580 feet. Yeah, that's right. We were taught the metric system, and none of us remember it, and it never was implemented here. Mm. You talk about burnt.
Yep, we all had to learn it.
Sitting there learning both.
Both.
Both. Pain in my butt cheeks, yeah. Which leads me to a story I've got coming up next hour. But
we like imperial measurements.
Well... we were told by the teachers, this is coming. The rest of the world is on the metric system. We're going to get with that. It's time for you to learn it.
Right.
Settle in.
Millimeters, centimeters, decimeters. Then what?
Meters.
Kilometers.
You guys are really bad at that.
I know.
Well, are you any better?
Actually, no. That was pretty good. I'm
not
right.
at all good
that.
At that. No.
Are they also the leaders in grams people?
This is going to surprise you.
Millimeters and stuff.
The competition doesn't involve millions in winnings. Unfortunately, they're not.
Oh, that really?
They don't roll up in mink coats with, you know,
what do they call these? A bling with rock, with stone.
Necklaces.
Just bling, like chains. I got this agate.
800-400-3697.
707. Just skim stones on Lake Michigan, back home with the family, Jane and Santa Rosa. A story about classic rock.
Can't have that.
Oh!
that was a good one. That was a really good one.
That was so good. I wish we were doing our contest.
That's from the 415.
I know. You know what? That one is the winner so far of best text of the day.
How is Dwayne The Rock Johnson not the master of ceremonies of this contest?
And he'll do it for anything, too, by the way. That guy.
I know. He's like, I'll wrestle.
Yes. Yeah. I'll be there.
And going back to the last break, I agree. AKA Charlie was really good. I'll champion anyone who's willing to be honest about the road to sobriety. His road was crazy, but he lived to tell the story. Carrie in El Cerrito, listening on the app.
Not everybody does live to see the other side of
That's
it.
That's right. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Benson Boone tickets. And is this the hack we needed to be able to eat all the pasta we want?
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.